Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, Who Told You That You Were Naked? Is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God's not going to make you believe. He's already put faith on the inside. He's given you all of these problems, and you have to assure your heart. You have to convince and persuade yourself. You have to become fully persuaded. I bet you I've had over a dozen or two dozen people during the last couple of days come up and said, would you please pray that God would just help me to serve Him? I said, no. They look at me like, what's wrong with you? And I said, look, God wants you to serve Him more than you want to serve Him. You don't have to beg and plead and act like it's up to Him whether He serves you. It's up to you. You just decide and do it. I've had people say, would you please pray that I just get into the Word and get my mind renewed? I can't pray that you'll get into the Word. Do it. I had people pray, would you please take cigarettes away from me and pray that I'll just quit? What they mean is, they just want to not want it anymore. They just want it to all of a sudden evaporate so that it's no effort to it. And I said, hey, when you started smoking, it made you sick. It made you puke. You hated it. You turned green. And you forced your body to like it. You may have to force your body not to like it. And they'll sit there and say things, but oh, I just can't overcome it. And I said, if I had a gun pointed at your head, and if you ever smoke another cigarette, could you quit smoking? And they said, yes. And I said, see, you can do it. You just lack motivation. You like it. The average Christian is saying, oh God, I have nothing. Oh God, I can do nothing. Oh God, I'm just nothing. Would you please miraculously do something? And you are advocating your responsibility and authority. You got to recognize God gave you authority. He told you to assure your heart. If you don't feel the love of God, you're wrong. But I don't feel God's love. Well, you're wrong. What part of your wrong do you not understand? I don't care what you feel like. Well, I don't feel healed. You're wrong. By His stripes you were healed. No, I'm dying. No, you're wrong. You've already been healed, and the only problem is you hadn't assured your heart. You aren't fully persuaded. You're going to wait until the pain's gone, until the tumor's gone, until the doctor says something and confirms it before you really believe that it's done. I'm preaching better than you're listening. That's a good word. You got to convince yourself. Well, I thought that if God had touched me, I'd just know it. No, you wouldn't. You don't. God's a spirit. He moves in the spirit realm. You're waiting for Him to move in the physical realm and see all this stuff. Faith is believing what you can't see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is being able to believe something because God's Word promises it. You believe it's a spiritual reality. It's a done deal. And you get to where you rejoice in it before you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel it. And when you get to where you have convinced your heart and you got it, then you'll get it. You got to see it on the inside before you see it on the outside. You have to convince your heart. You have to assure your heart. You have to persuade your heart. Man, this is big. This is big, and it's amazing how people just... oh God, would you please make me love you? Would you please just give me some assurance that you're with me? He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Oh, I know what the Word says, but I don't feel it. You old carnal thing. All that means is you're just full of unbelief. Well, I want to feel it. You know what? When you quit glorifying feelings and looking at feelings, then you'll have all of the feelings you can handle. But when you're making feelings the object, God will specifically keep you from feeling this because He wants you to walk by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. He wants you to get into faith instead of just going by how you feel. You know, I have some wonderful feelings. I have great times with the Lord. There's times that I feel the anointing of God. I have goosebumps going up and down my spine. I have a lot of things happen that I don't tell other people about, because if I did, they'd go to making a doctrine out of it. And well, this is how Andrew operates. And so unless I feel what he feels, and so I don't even tell people what I'm feeling. But you know what? The vast majority of the time, I don't feel a thing. And I just go by what the Word of God says. When you get to where feelings aren't necessary, then you can feel stuff. But as long as feelings are your God, God will not reinforce that. God will not help you. You have to assure your heart. I could probably spend more time on that. In verse 20, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Man, that is one awesome passage of Scripture. You know what this is saying? Your heart condemns you. I've already established Romans chapter 2, verse 15, that it's your conscience, your thoughts that meanwhile accuse you or excuse you. Your conscience is the part that condemns you. And this says, if your heart condemns you, that's talking about your conscience. If you are living under condemnation, feeling unworthy, you're feeling shame, you're feeling fear, you're feeling naked, like you aren't worthy to approach God. If you are feeling that, God is greater than your heart and He knows the truth. In other words, this is saying that you can feel condemned. You can feel unworthy. You can feel shame. You can feel fear, and on you could go with things. And God's not the source of it. That's a huge statement right there. Most people, especially Christians, just assume that if you feel rotten, it must be God that's making you feel that way. It must be God that's convicting you. You know, I've got a teaching entitled The Positive Ministry of the Holy Spirit, and there's a lot of things I teach in that, but one of them is out of John chapter 16, where Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Religion is taught that that means that the Holy Spirit's going to convict you every time you do something wrong. He's going to make you feel rotten. And then He's going to show you that you're unrighteous and that you're going to be judged if you don't turn. That's the way it's been interpreted. But God knew that it would be misinterpreted, so He explained it. In the next verse, that was John chapter 16, verse 8. And then verse 9 says, the sin He's going to convict you over is the sin of not believing on Jesus. The Holy Spirit's not nailing you every time you do something wrong. When you lie, it's not the Holy Spirit that just makes you miserable until you repent. When you commit adultery, it's not the Holy Spirit that makes you feel rotten and impure. People have attributed that to the Holy Spirit, but the sin, singular, not sins, but when He comes, He will reprove the world of sin. The sin that He reproves the world of is not believing on Jesus. The singular, one sin. You aren't trusting Jesus. You aren't believing on Jesus. Everything that the Holy Spirit's going to do is actually a positive ministry, just drawing you back unto Jesus. If you're doing dope, the Holy Spirit's not going to say, you sorry thing, how come you're doing dope? You're the dope. You're wrong. God's angry at you. He's not the one that makes you feel bad. But the Holy Spirit will sit there and say, why do you turn to something like that instead of turning to Me? I want to be the one that helps you to cope. I don't want you to ruin your health, spend a lot of money, get out of control where you could cause a wreck, hurt yourself, do things. I love you. I want to supply. Don't turn to this dough. It's not a condemning thing, it's a love thing. When you're drinking, why is it that you would turn to a bottle, to the spirits that are in a bottle instead of the Holy Spirit? Let Me comfort you. The Holy Spirit will minister to you in a positive way, not a condemning way. He reproves of one sin, the sin of not believing on Jesus. And then the second thing it says, and of righteousness, not of unrighteousness, but of righteousness. He's not going to tell you, you're unrighteous because you did this. What He's going to do is say, look, Jesus loves you. You need to go back and just let Jesus be the person that heals all of this instead of turning to something else. And you're righteous, even though you're messed up. You're still righteous. You're still in right standing with God. Your righteousness doesn't fluctuate. And then the third thing of judgment, it says not that you are going to be judged, but it says that the prince of this world is judged. So he's going to say, look, even though you've messed up, it's all about you and your relationship with Jesus. He still loves you. Come back to Jesus. You're still righteous. And Satan, the one who's giving you the problems and who is drawing you into this and condemning you, he's the one that's been judged, not you. You're the person in the position of authority. That whole teaching is entitled The Positive Ministry of the Holy Spirit. And again, religion has turned it around and made the Holy Spirit as the one who makes you feel miserable and condemns you. I bet you most of you have heard somebody in church get up and say, well, I didn't obey God. I didn't give in the offering, or I wasn't doing something, and the Holy Spirit has just made me miserable. He won't leave me alone, man. And then they'll stand up and say, finally, all right, here's the money. I'm finally going to give. And everybody claps. That's a sorry testimony. That's a sorry testimony that you don't want to do it, but the Holy Spirit just made you miserable until you had to do it. That's not right. That's not the Holy Spirit. It was your conscience that made you miserable. It was your conscience that smote you. You knew in your heart that you aren't doing what you're supposed to do. And it's your conscience. That's what this is talking about. If our heart condemns us, and it's taken for granted here that this is because you did something wrong, and so therefore your conscience is condemning you. God is greater than your heart and knows all things. God's not like your conscience.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the human conscience. This new teaching titled, Who Told You That You Were Naked? Is available as a brand new book or in a live CD album. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Ask for Who Told You That You Were Naked when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify book or CD album. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request Assuring Your Heart when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to check out our Charis Bible College. You know, this is just a powerful ministry. We're seeing people's lives changed. It's awesome. And we would love for you to be a part of it. And we've got a brand new, what we call a hybrid program, where if you can't come to one of our 75 locations, or if you don't want to take it online, or if you don't want to do it by correspondence, we actually have it so that you can come two Saturdays out of a month and then supplement it with CDs, or you could come two nights to one of the campuses and then supplement it. There's just a lot of ways for you to take advantage of it, so check it out at charisbiblecollege.org.